This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush has nominated Judge Clarence Thomas to the U.S. Supreme Court. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, no sensible person objects to President Bush nominating Clarence Thomas to the Supreme Court because he's black, but venomous critics sharpening their tongues for the fall confirmation have said some pretty awful and ugly things. Virginia Governor Doug Wilder attacked Thomas for being a Catholic. Absurd. Now President Patricia Ireland said, and I quote, "We're going to bork him. We need to kill him politically." Nice lady. Ted, civil rights were built on tolerance, but you're not ready for a black conservative. What a sad, sad thing if mainstream present-day politics will only accept blacks if they are PC, politically correct, and liberal. Come on, Ted, open up that closed mind of yours and stamp out this awful prejudice. Judge Thomas deserves a fair and full hearing. No tricks.
Al, in Judge Thomas's case, PC seems to stand for politically conservative, not politically correct. The question is, how conservative? If he's the right nominee for the Supreme Court, he'll be confirmed. If he's the far-right nominee, he probably won't. That's why Robert Bork was turned down, because he was outside the mainstream. After so many Reagan and Bush appointments, the court is already tilting heavily to the right. When people look at the Supreme Court, they don't want to see a Leaning Tower of Pisa. True, Judge Thomas was confirmed for his current position on the lower federal court, but the Supreme Court is different. That's why the confirmation hearings are important. Put your rubber stamp away, Al. The Senate has a constitutional responsibility to ensure that Supreme Court nominees support the fundamental liberties that are the birthright of every American. I intend to do all I can to see that the Senate meets that responsibility. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.